A few days later, I was struck by the sight of some smoke which came from a fire no more than 2 miles off. From this time, I lost all my peace of mind. Day and night, a dread would haunt me that the men who had made this fire would find me out. I went home and drew up my steps, but first I made all things round me look wild and rude. To load my gun was the next thing to do, and I thought it would be best to stay at home and hide. But this was not to be borne long. I had no spy to send out, and all I could do was to get to the top of the hill and keep a good lookout. At last, through my glass, I could see a group of wild men join in a dance round their fire. As soon as they stopped, I took 2 guns and slung a sword on my side. Then, with all speed, I set off to the top of the hill once more to have a good view. This time, I made up my mind to go up to the men, but not with a view to kill them, for I felt that it would be wrong to do so. With a heavy load of arms, it took me 2 hours to reach the spot where the fire was, and by the time I got there, the men had all gone, but I saw them in 4 boats out at sea. Down on the shore, there was a proof of what the work of these men had been. The signs of their feast made me sick at heart, and I shut my eyes. I dared not fire my gun when I went out for food on that side of the isle, lest there should be some of the men left, who might hear it and so find me out.